So let's review. Zok de Mishnah, Hamal v'mois is a koin v'sa levi v'sa oni, liyas mafresh alein mechalkon. If someone lends money to a koin, levi, or poor person, with the understanding that he will withhold trumas and maisus on their behalf as repayment of the loan, mafresh alein b'cheske shein kayamin, v'ein achesh eshem emes a koin or a levi, oy hesher oni. He may retain the trumas maisus under the assumption that the koin or levi is still alive, and that the pauper did not become wealthy. The Gemara explains that although the Trumas and Maisus were not actually given to the Kohen or Levi, and therefore as Rashi explains, Man Zochi Lelahai Kohen, since this particular Kohen has not acquired them, how can he use them to repay his loan? And furthermore, Heich Yotze Yidei Nesina, the lender has not fulfilled his obligation to give the Trumas and Maisus to a Kohen or Levi, the Gemara offers three answers. Rav says, B'makire Kohuna, he always gives his truma to this particular kohen. Therefore, as Rashi explains, "Aski lehu shar kahani datayu v'have a command demotuli dayu dahani." The other kohen do not expect to receive them, and it is as if he acquired them. Shmuel says, "B'mezak lehem adi acherim." He has a third party acquire the produce on their behalf. Ula says, "Rabbi Yisihi the Amar asu es she'ena zeicha kezeicha." The Chacham initiated that the kohen acquires the trumais even without a valid kinyan, to enable repayment of the loan. The Gemara cites a braisa that adds additional halachas concerning this arrangement. He may stipulate that if the price drops, he will be repaid according to the market value at the time of payment, and the Gemara explains, it is automatically assumed that the loan was made with this stipulation. Although it's usually forbidden to make such an arrangement before the market value is established, since receiving the produce at a cheaper rate is considered interest, in this case it is permitted because kivin dechi lesle, lo yoiv le, ki isle nami, imba mishim ribis. Since if the crop is damaged, the lender forfeits all payments, receiving the produce at the current lower price is not considered interest, and as Tasis explains, he tiru mishim takanas kain. Chacham allowed this arrangement in order to facilitate a kohen's ability to secure loans. Ein shvius misham tasai. The loan is not canceled during the Shemitah year, because lo karina be lo yigash. The prohibition not to demand payment does not apply, since he already has the produce. Im bo lachzer ein achayzer. The Gemara explains, balabayis le kohen. The lender may not back out of the agreement, because the kohen has already acquired the money of the loan under these conditions. However, koin mi bal habayis im bolach sucheizer. The koin may cancel the agreement because the lender did not actually perform a kinyan in the produce. Nisyar shu habaylim ein mafresh alein lefisha ein mafreshin ala ovid. If the owner despaired of harvesting the damaged crop, he can no longer collect his loan, even if the okun, the stalks grew before they dried up, because akanta la milsi, this growth is insignificant. Therefore, if the owner despairs, he forfeits their share of the crop, even if it eventually recovers. The Mishnah continues, Mesu, tzarech litul reshus min hayershim. If the debtor dies, he must reaffirm the arrangement with the heirs, because as Rashi explains, ein chayv zeh muta l'lein l'freya, they're not responsible for the loan. However, the Gemara cites a braisa in which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees. Mesu, mafresh alein b'cheskes oiseh hashevet. He may separate and retain the trumas and maisus on behalf of other kohanim and levim. Specifically, as Rashi explains, Hakarv lehem ba'isa hashevet ro liyarshim, those who are next in line to inherit him. Similarly, Vesa'ani b'cheskes ani Yisrael, he may retain Maisur ani on behalf of other poor Jews, because as Rashi explains, Takanas aniim hu, k'desh yimtzu malvim lehem. Although they're not responsible for this individual's loan, all poor people agree to this policy in order to facilitate loans. However, regarding Maisur ani, Rabbi disagrees and says, Becheskes Aniyah Oilam. And the Gemara explains, Aniyah Oilam refers to Aniyah Kutim. And as Tesis explains, Rabbi holds Kutim Geri Emes. They're considered Jews. Therefore, if there are no Aniyah Yisrael in the city, he can separate on behalf of Aniyah Kutim. However, Blaz Ben Yaakov holds Kutim Geri Aroyas. They are not considered Jews. Therefore, if there are no Aniyah Yisrael in the city, he cannot separate on behalf of Aniyah Kutim, because this takano is made only for the local Aniyah. The Braisa adds, Ha'ash hesher ha'ani, ein mafresh alav, v'zach alav b'masha b'yadai. If the poor man became wealthy, the lender cannot separate on his behalf because he's no longer eligible for ma'isa ani, and the lender cannot collect on the loan because the borrower acquired the remainder of the loan because it was so stipulated at the time of the loan that it can only be collected from potential Maaser Ani. And the Gemara explains that the lender cannot collect from other Ani Yisrael, as in the case of Maaser, because Misa Shchicha Ovet Takanta. Asheris Lo Yishchicha Lo Ovet Takanta. The Chacham guaranteed the loan in the relatively common event of his death, but not in the unlikely event that he becomes wealthy. The Mishnah concludes, Im Hilvan Befnei Bezdin, Ein Tzorach Lita Rishos Mel Yershim. If the arrangement was made before Bezdin, he does not need to consult with the inheritors. The Gemara explains that this refers only to Yershin Sheyershu Karka, V'lo Sheyershu Kesafim, heirs who inherited land, but not if they inherited money, because as Rashi explains, Aleim Mutal HaMitzvah Lefreya Chavis Abiyin. Ordinarily, an heir is only obligated to repay the deceased debt from inherited land, but not from movable assets. The Gemara discusses several scenarios regarding Maaser held by a Yisrael. Yisrael Sh'amar LeLevi, Maaser Yesh Lecha B'Yadi, V'Heilech Damav. If a Yisrael informs a Levi of Maaser in his possession and pays the Levi their value, Ein Chayshashin, Shem Asu Trumas Maaser Al-Makam Acher. We do not suspect the Levi of reneging on the deal and designating the produce Trumas Maaser for other Maaser in his possession, because Otu Bershi Askinan, Deshakli Dami U'mashvulei Trumas Maaser. We do not assume he's so wicked as to use the produce to tithe his Maaser after accepting payment. Yisrael Shomel Ben Levi, Maaser La'avicha B'yadi. Ein Cheshin Shema Asoy Aviv Trumas Maaser Al-Makam Acher. If the Yisrael tells a Levi of Maaser owed to his late father, we're not concerned that the father used it to tithe other Maasers in his possession, because Lo Nechshedu Chaveim Litrum Shalom Namukif. We do not suspect the father of violating the prohibition against separating Trumas and Maasers for produce that is not at hand. Ben Yisrael Sh'omel Levi, Kach Amali Abba Maaser L'cha B'yadi, Cheshin L'Trumas Maaser Shabai. If a Yisrael tells a Levi that his father told him that he designated Maaser for the Levi must separate Trumas Maaser, and we do not suspect that his father already separated, because Kivin Shlei Ketz L'Hava Mesakin Le'Bala Bais, the amount of Trumas Maaser is unknown. However, if he tells him, Kur Maaser B'yadi, there is a specific measurement of Maaser in my possession, Ein Chayshin L'Trumas Maaser Shabai. The Levi does not have to separate Trumas Maaser, because we assume that his father already separated, because keeping the kids, Tikuni Kante Takne Balabais. This braisa follows the opinion of Abba Elazar ben Gamla, who interprets the pasuk, V'nechshav Lechem Trumaschem, and you shall reckon your Truma as B'shtei Trumas HaKasa Medaber. Achas Truma Gedoyla, Achas Trumas Maaser, referring to both Truma and Trumas Maaser, and this teaches us that they're comparable. Therefore, Nitelis Bo'imid or B'machshava. They both may be estimated and do not require an exact count, and both can be separated in one's thoughts alone without a physical act. Yesh L'Rishos L'Bala Bais Litrim. The owner of the produce, the Yisrael, may separate Trumas Maaser just as he separates Truma Gedoyla.